WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something that's as real as a Monday morning commute building resilience when criticism comes knocking. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells because someone might say something negative? You know, that voice in your head whispering doubts just when you're feeling good about something. Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. But here's the thing. Criticism is inevitable. It's part of life, like traffic jams and awkward silences. The question isn't how to avoid it, because let's be real, that's impossible, but how to handle it like a champ. How to let it roll off you like water off a duck's back. So, buckle up, because today we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can help you build that unshakable resilience in the face of any criticism. First things first. Separate your worth from other people's opinions. This one is huge, guys. Your value as a human being isn't determined by what someone else thinks about you, okay? It's like those cheesy motivational posters, you're awesome, no matter what. But seriously, remember that your self-worth comes from within. You were born awesome, and criticism can't change that fundamental truth. Next up, practice mindful listening. Now, I'm not saying you have to agree with everything anyone says, but actively listening to criticism can actually be helpful. Try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Sometimes, there might be a grain of truth hidden in there, something you can learn from. Think of it like picking apart a puzzle. Even the annoying pieces can help you see the bigger picture. Third, seek constructive feedback. Not all criticism is created equal. Some of it is just plain mean-spirited noise, but other times, it can be genuinely helpful. Look for people who offer specific, actionable feedback, not just general complaints. These are the folks who want to see you grow and improve. It's like having a training partner. They push you to be your best self. Fourth, don't take things personally. Easier said than done, right? But remember this. Criticism often reflects more about the critic than it does about you. Their words might stem from their own insecurities, past experiences, or just a bad day. Try not to internalize it as a personal attack. It's like when your dog barks at strangers, it's probably more about them than you. And finally, focus on what you can control. You can't control other people's opinions, but you can control how you react to them. Choose to respond with grace, composure, and even a little humor if the situation allows. Remember, your attitude is your superpower. Use it wisely. Think about that last time someone said something that really stung. Did you let it derail your whole day? Or did you take a moment to breathe, consider their words, and ultimately decide how to move forward? I bet there were times when you handled it like a rock star. Now, picture this. You're giving a presentation at work, and things aren't going as smoothly as planned. Someone in the audience raises their hand and offers some pretty pointed criticism about your ideas. It might feel like a punch to the gut, but remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath, acknowledge their point of view even if you don't agree with it, and then calmly reiterate your perspective. You can say something like, "I appreciate your feedback. I see where you're coming from, but based on my research, see? You took the criticism, processed it, and now you're confidently moving forward. That's resilience in action." So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build that unshakable resilience when criticism comes knocking. Remember, your self-worth isn't defined by other people's opinions. Listen mindfully, seek constructive feedback, and don't take things personally. Focus on what you can control, and remember, criticism is just another opportunity for growth. Now go out there and rock it. Take that criticism head on and use it to fuel your success. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who might need a little extra boost of resilience. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.